Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. It's wonderful to see all of you this morning. I want to put our attention on balance and letting ourselves create a balanced life. Now, if you're reading anything these days about health, it's just burying you in statistics and all kinds of intellectual information about how to balance your life, how to eat right, how to exercise, how to do this, how to do that. They're even telling you 50 ways to improve your health. I love that one. And then there was the thing about how important your spiritual life is. In fact, it had two little blurbs in the article I read recently about it's important to have your life involved in your spiritual group. And if you don't have one, go with a friend to one. One of the things we want to do is all let ourselves pause and meditate on any way our lives are not in balance. Now, the big balancing act, you have to have opposites, of course, to even begin to focus on balance. And the big one for us is spirit and body. And I believe that's the biggest problem on planet Earth is a great number of people are not acknowledging that they are spirit. And the body is simply the vessel. Because everything you read now is about the body. The body, how the body responds. And it's true, when we're meditating, what we're doing is training the body. We have no problem with meditating. We're spirit. We're always in touch with God. We're very creative. We don't have any concern about what we're creating or how we're doing it. We're just creating. Woo! Isn't this great? So what we have to do to get ourselves together is to meditate so that we can take charge of the body and flow as spirit through this physical phenomenon called the body. The world around us is mostly focused on the body, right? Blood pressure, weight, exercise, you name it. How much of your attention is on your body? Is it a lot? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's take a moment and meditate on balancing spirit and body. And then we'll go from there. And as we're doing this, I want you to keep in mind that everything in your body is your creation. You, the spirit. Most of the time, you're creating things that you don't like because of you lacking information. How many people would be so much better off and so much more balanced if they learned to ground? If they learned to acknowledge, I am spirit. Okay, it might take me a while to really understand this, but I'm going to hold that concept. And most people don't even have that concept. They believe everything's the body. So let's take this time and do some spirit-body balancing. And we're going to start with our techniques, and our foundational technique is grounding. So just close your eyes and tune into you. Take a nice deep breath and use your grounding to bring you back to yourself, back to your body. Let that grounding flow from your first chakra, which is the energy center near the base of your spine. And let that energy flow through the chair and the floor and all the layers of the earth to strengthen your connection with your body and you and your body with the earth, because this is our creative space. It's our big body, planet Earth. And everything you do with your little body, you share with our big body and everyone else on Earth. So if you're being grumpy, guess what? We all get to be grumpy. If you're happy, we all get to experience some of that happiness. Take a nice deep breath and let that grounding flow without effort and acknowledge that this is your spiritual creation. And by creating it, you make an amazing statement about yourself, your spiritual awareness, and your manifestation on planet Earth. I'm spirit. I know that I am spirit, and I am manifesting through this physical body, and I am responsible for it. I am responsible for every thought, every feeling, every action, every interaction, this is my vessel. Allow yourself to use your grounding to begin that process. Isn't personal responsibility part of growing up physically? It's a major part of growing up spiritually. Balance. Pull within. Then let's manifest our spiritual energy in the body by allowing that bright spark of light that's you, the spirit, to come to the top of your head. My gosh, you're in touch with your body when you're there. Stop and vibrate there. Let the body feel you. Then allow yourself to slowly and comfortably flow from the top of your head to the center of your head, and allow the part of you, a spirit that's meant to be in the body, to comfortably flow into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. Pause there. Be yourself. You are spirit. All-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful in your reality. And a spark of the divine force. When you begin to use this belief about yourself, this knowledge of yourself, the spirit, many things will leave your body. It's difficult to be a victim when you see yourself as you are. It's difficult to be a pushover, too. That's why some people think I'm tall when I'm really not. Because I ground. Take a nice deep breath. Balance your relationship with your body. And if the body doesn't like that, enhance your grounding. Because you are the light and life of your body. And it's up to you to move into it and own it and use it in the way you came here to use it. Now, everybody here at CDM is blessed because we have information. We have an absolute wealth of information. Grounding and centering is guaranteed to change your life if you do it. Because you are balancing spirit and body. I am spirit. This is my body. And I'm responsible for whatever happens in this body. And of course, the more you, the spirit, move into it and through it, the more you're in charge of it. The more you, the spirit, are the one making the decisions. To be kind or to be mean. And we all have that choice every moment of every day. How do you balance just that one issue? A balanced life. Yes, we need to do many things within the body to balance the body system so that it's healthy and we can use it quite fully. And we're going to meditate on those for a moment, but let's start with the number one balancing act in any lifetime, and that is spirit and body. Now that you're in the center of your head, I want you to enhance your grounding, and all you have to do to increase your grounding is send something down your grounding cord, any form of energy. I always recommend sending something you don't want anymore down your grounding cord. Maybe you have some fear you don't want. Let it go down your grounding. Maybe you have one of the growths from fear, like hate. We have so much fear-based behavior on our planet these days, it's always helpful to release fear. You may find some of it isn't even yours. Watching the news will disturb you. Take some nice deep breaths because you're balancing spirit and body needs oxygen. The reason so many meditations put attention on the breathing is because it affects the body. bodies breathe. And we as spirit must learn how they work so that we can be using them most effectively. Breathe in, breathe out, comfort the body. Now notice how your grounding also comforts the body. And your presence in the center of your head or the top of your head comforts your body. Oh, thank goodness you're here. I'm not all alone. How am I going to do this? I can't do this. Well, probably your body can't, but you can, and you can make the change in your body to manifest what you need. It's called faith in yourself. Be here with your body for a moment. Reassure it. Balance your relationship with it. We are so creative as spirit. We're out in the ozone creating on a level the body can't comprehend. But the part of us that's in the body is responsible for giving it a healthy space, a balanced reality, usefulness. If it is out of balance, it's tough to use. How about your wheels are out of balance on your car? Oops, you ran out of oil. Just won't work anymore. It's just like that. It's just like your car. If you, the spirit, are not taking responsibility and balancing your physical environment. But now that we're grounded and centered, to meditate for a moment on the main area where your body is out of balance. Not eating enough, not eating too much. How are you out of balance with your body? Not exercising enough? Not allowing yourself to have what you want? Punishing yourself? We can do so many entertaining things. You have the freedom to do anything you want with your body. Do you like what you're doing? Do you have what you, the spirit, want? Are you believing that you have to give up things to have? These are all spiritual issues in your relationship with your body. And we could spend the entire day on just one or two of them. But we're getting sort of an overview. Be back in the center of your head. From the center of your head, say hello to your body. And allow yourself to receive a hello in return. Sometimes you'll simply get a sense of this interchange, and other times you'll hear a really loud, "Hello! Where have you been?" Pause for a moment and enjoy that communication. And as you do, remember, communication is an aspect of love. I'm not going to ask you to love your body, but you could start liking it a little bit. That could be step one. It walks, it talks. It gets you to the mall and back. It eats good food, or hopefully good food. Look at all the great adventures the body provides for you, the spirit. Hugging a friend. Seeing the sunset. Let the body know you appreciate it for all of the wonderful experience it provides for you. Validate your body. I mean, your brain alone can entertain you for hours. Then there's always, of course, the second chakra with our emotions and our sexuality. What an entertainment. Adventure upon adventure. Bodies are great. Now, I have a suggestion for what you can strengthen your grounding with by releasing any trashing of your body. If you were ever taught that bodies are bad, or your body in particular is bad, let that go down your grounding cord. bodies are simply a vessel for us to express ourselves as spirit in the physical world. And you have one. What a great time to be on planet Earth. It's very exciting. We're going through unbelievable transition. And everyone on the planet is transforming. Release the fear the body has about this transformation down your grounding cord and become stronger so that you can let that courage you have within yourself come forward. Now, as you're communicating directly with your body and it with you, ask your body something that it needs, something you need. Listen to your body. You might be surprised. I need more water. I need to move. Begin a dialogue with your body until you begin to understand it. Spirit and body are opposite. And it's up to you, the spirit, to learn about your body. If you're experiencing something the body doesn't like, it's up to you to change it. If you're looking outside of yourself for someone to help you change it, great, there might be somebody to help. But basically, you're the one responsible to make the change. Your counselor can't do it for you. Your mother can't do it for you. You have to make the decision and do it. So now that you've discovered what your body needs, that you're not giving it, I want you, the spirit, to begin to release what stops you from giving your body whatever this is. Now, this is where the courage comes in. Because it may seem scary to let go of your old beliefs and old patterns and old ways of living. Start letting them go, the ones that you can. Oh, I can't do without that. Well, let it go and see what happens. Remember, sometimes bodies actually get angry with spirit because they're not taking responsibility. They're not providing what's needed. They're not listening. So it's up to you, the spirit, to pause and balance. Oh, I'm not putting enough attention on this vessel. Be aware of what you, the spirit, need to change in order to provide whatever it is the body says it needs. Maybe it needs to be around people who care about it. It could need any number of things. More exercise. Now keep talking to your body. And if it's angry, allow it to be angry. If it's sad, allow it to be sad. That's how it's communicating with you. Maybe it's sad and angry because you haven't been treating it right. Maybe it's happy because you're finally being good to it. I'm going to give you just a moment to just deal with yourself and talk between you and your body about balancing your life, balancing things for your body so that you, the spirit, can flow through it with ease. We've had many great teachers on planet Earth, both known and unknown, but today I'd like for us to communicate with Buddha, because Buddha taught us a great deal about balance. If you'll remember about Buddha, he started out as a prince. He lived in a royal household. He was married. He could have anything his world offered. That's one extreme of experience and creativity, right? So then he decided that he wanted to awaken spiritually. So he left everything, his wife, his wealth, his position. And he went out and got involved with a group who believed that the thing they had to do to experience God was to give up all worldly things. I mean, everything. So they were eating grubs and living next to the river to get water. They were in what we would consider total absolute poverty, no physical benefits. And he lived in that for a while and decided, well, that just didn't get it. And so he decided that the ideal was to balance. And he began to travel and to get to know people and to get to know himself and let himself balance where things weren't one extreme or the other. A balanced life. And he went around preaching and teaching and helping people and brought balance to many, many people. So Buddhism teaches kindness, because you run into that sort of vibration when you're balanced. He taught love, which is the relationship with the divine. He taught what balance will bring you. For example, if you balance the positive and negative poles in anything, light is formed. And light shines within you and through you into the world. Balance brings spiritual awakening. Take a nice deep breath. And I want us to just meditate with Buddha for a moment and ask him to share with you what would be beneficial for you to create a more balanced life, starting with balance between you, the spirit, and your physical body. Ask Buddha to give you specific information for you. If you're unhappy about anything in your life, that's an imbalance. Don't waste time complaining about being unhappy. Meditate on how you're out of balance and how to rebalance, bringing light into yourself. There are many pictures and statues of the laughing Buddha. Tune into that aspect of Buddha. How much power amusement has. Remember, enthusiasm is the closest vibration in the physical body to what we call the divine. You don't balance if you're on either end of the dichotomy. Oh, I'm so low. I'm so high and ungrounded. Balance. Then let Buddha share with you what can help you do that. Be amused and be in the moment. That's where your body is. If you're not in the present moment, listening to your heartbeat, your breathing, and your body's reality, you, the spirit, are not dealing with your body. Now go ahead and ask Buddha a specific question. Maybe there's something you're having difficulty balancing. Ask Buddha about it. All the great teachers tell their truth. They come from neutral. They're not engulfed in our emotional madness. All of the issues of the body. All our desire to make it someone else's fault. Probably one of the world's greatest wastes of time, blaming others. All right. Thank Buddha for sharing with us today, and remember that this great soul is available at any time, any place. Because you have this wealth of information called grounding and centering, you can communicate with any of the great teachers anytime you wish. And they can help you become self-sufficient and become your own teacher. Let go of Buddha. I want you to enhance your grounding by releasing whatever came to your consciousness during this time of healing. Allow yourself to move back to the center of your head and be neutral about yourself. Sometimes the body even feels sad about releasing things that aren't even beneficial to it. But that's because they are familiar things. Spirit is always creating and growing and moving. Bodies have a tendency to want to hold on. Allow yourself to be in the center of your head and reassure the body as you release and let go. You can't change everything in your body and then take off. If you want it to cooperate with you. And we don't have to go from one extreme to the other as Buddha did. Remember, he had some big things to do, like teach the planet about balance. All we have to do is deal with ourselves. Now, the more balanced we are, the more we're able to experience ourselves as spirit and the divine force of which we're a part. So let's do this right now and communicate with God, or what we call God. Enhance your grounding, be in the center of your head, and let's use a bright gold vibration to help us raise the energy in our bodies for our conscious communication with the divine force. Let gold energy flow into us and through us. Let it just come from infinity. I know we don't understand what that is. That's okay. Just let it happen. And allow that gold vibration to come into and through the body, to raise its vibration. Allow you, the spirit, in the center of your head to say hello to your God. And if your body becomes uncomfortable, simply enhance your grounding. You are welcome to have a silent communion with your God, or you may want to focus on communicating about balance. And I'll leave that open, whether you want to balance spirit and body or balance issues within your body. It's all spiritual creativity. Know that you are part of this force, and what you need can flow from it when you allow it. Take a nice deep breath. Thank God for all the wonderful information that you have that helps you balance. Because balance is power. Balance allows you creativity. Balance allows you access to your body. Many times, we get out of balance and mistreat our bodies because of what we have learned so far in life. But one of the beauties of meditation is you can unlearn and relearn. You can let go of the past beliefs, move into the present, and balance. Take a nice deep breath. And as you're experiencing that gratitude for all that you know so that you can create your personal reality, start coming back to your body in a kind manner. Gently. Kindly. Enhance your grounding. Be in the center of your head. You may want to pat your knee and say, "Hello, body. I care about you. I'm here. It's okay." When you're ready, take a nice deep breath, open your eyes, bend forward, and release some energy.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed healthcare or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.